First of all, you extended an invitation to Sven-Göran Eriksson a few weeks ago. Nice news this week that he's taken you up on the offer and he's confirmed for the Legends game. How do you feel about that?
Great. Absolutely great. I was always convinced that it will work out some way, and this is now really nice. A legend coaches legends, so it's really cool. And I've never been here when the Legends team played, but I know from everything that you can use the whole facility, they train on the pitch, play in the stadium, also train here on the training ground and play in the stadium. So everybody who's involved in the organization tries to make it as great as somehow possible, and I think all the guys who show up here always enjoy it. And now with Sven in charge, and I cannot say they will now play better because Kenny is the actual coach. So now with that experience on the bench, they should play a good game, and I'm really happy for Sven that he can have that opportunity. I can tell you, it's a good place to come.
You were up for it?
I don't think so. Actually, I don't know exactly when it is.
Looking ahead to this game, team news, how's it looking for Mo? Will he be back? And obviously, disappointing news around Trent. And it looks like he's going to miss the Carabao Cup final. What can you tell us about that? And how are Dominic and Thiago as well?
Mo's back in full training. Yeah, that brings him automatically in contention, of course. Ibu is not suspended anymore. Joey is fit again. Connor is back. Ali is back. So that's all positive. Thiago, no. And Trent and Dom, not. That's true. I think we have to clarify a little bit. I was not really aware of it, but I got now somehow the news as well that there was a discussion about we might have forced Trent back because two setbacks, that's true, and it's really unfortunate and nobody wants that and nobody's doing that. But different cases, different scenarios anyway, and as long as I'm here, we never forced anybody back. We'll never do. But we work in a high performance area, but it's like if you have the same injury, you are fit after 3 days and the guy after 4 weeks because they have to sprint stuff like this, whatever injury it is. So it's always about that. And we always try to catch the earliest moment. Unfortunately, when we catch that moment, nobody speaks about it. Like with Maka, now recently with Diogo, that's a job we have to do. And that's pretty much all. But it's that the last decision is then always by the player. And if you would always listen only to the player, then the players would play after 2 weeks, and then it's a real problem. So the boys were in the moment when they played, they were fit. But the situation told us then differently because it happened again. You never know if it happened, would have happened anyway, or if it just happened because there was something before. You will never know. Very, very unlucky and unfortunate, absolutely. Had that a couple of times in my time as a manager, obviously not only here. That can happen. It's not great, but nothing else. It says nothing about the quality of anybody. The world we are living is always in the medical department. I'm not sure about that. There's nothing to do with that. We have to bring the boys back as soon as possible, but never sooner than they are ready from our point of view.
And this weekend, you go first, so you get the opportunity to stretch the lead out to 5 points again, at least for a time. But what does past experience down at Brentford tell you that me saying that is much easier said than actually going through with it?
That's what you always do, pretty much. You say the easy things and we have to deal with the reality. Super, super tricky. Super tricky there. The way to play and the way to set it up. With or without Tony makes a difference. All the guys back from the African Cup of Nations makes a difference. Mopai found his speed makes a difference. Well organized, set pieces, cheeky with rhythm breaks. And they want, obviously, when you're good at set pieces, so it makes sense that you get set pieces, so they want set pieces. That's how it is. And how can you defend Brentford for 95 minutes by avoiding any kind of set piece? That's not possible in football. On top of that, they are not only set pieces, just really good at it. Very compact defending, very good in counter-attack, very brave in these moments, have the speed and a clear idea, well-coached team. So, did I forget anything? Probably not. And an atmosphere in the stadium I can create, obviously, is really good. But saying all that, anyway, with what we want to do and where we want to end up the season, we have to be on top of our game as well. And that means we have to be the team where they think in a similar way about, okay, if you defend that, then they do that. If you defend this, then they do that. So, and that's exactly the way we have to approach it. And I'm really fine with the especially the resilience we showed recently. So it's just, yes, good form. Then Arsenal, obviously a proper dip there. Then Burnley, a super difficult game. But again, the determination, the attitude we showed in this game, dealing with a really difficult situation inside the squad, I really liked a lot. And now we have to be at our best. If you want to win at Brentford, you definitely have to be at your best. It's a really, really smart coached team. It's not that rare. It might be that rare because, what can I say, if Chelsea brings Gallagher, for example, whoever plays up front there in that role, so this kind of clear striker. But actually, that's not the problem. The problem is the balls you play to Tony and how he can, not sure deflecting is the right word, but it's much more purpose in, but how you can bring it into the next player, how they react on that. Their second ball game is second to none. They're really good at that. But Tony is really smart in using his body in these situations. It's super difficult to get on the ball because if you don't get on the ball, he goes down. If you get on the ball, then Tony goes down. They have a free kick, and you don't know what you want in these situations. Let the ball go through, rather. Then creating a free kick. That's the situation. How is that? Very smart what they do. It's exactly what I would do. I'm not sure, but could I do it? I'm really not sure. But it's very smart and keeps them for years now already and for the next years definitely in the Premiership. So because it's really, and that's probably what Brentford wants. And so the development the club made in the last few years is really impressive. So. The two striker thing is actually not the problem, but there are plenty others.
In this fixture last year, just over a year ago, Brentford won it and Liverpool was sixth, 15 points off the top. Now here we are, it's radically different. Have you in any way been surprised by the pace of the turnaround?
If I would have thought about it, I would have been surprised probably. I would never have guessed that, but I didn't. We wanted to win the first game, but we didn't do it at Chelsea, and then we wanted to win the second. So I think that's how it works. We were happy with the, and there was a moment I really remember when we realized there's a really good squad we have together here. So now we have to use it, and you need luck, and you need players available as long and often as somehow possible. But no, I didn't really think about it. And especially, you might be right with the points tally. That time was completely different, but it means nothing for this game. It's not the points we have, it's a point we can gain, and that's the next three out there. Super difficult. I'm pretty sure all the teams who are playing with us up there in the region of the table would say, okay, that's a game. If they do it, that's a game Liverpool might struggle. So we have to make sure. Brentford has more problems with us than we have with them.
Jürgen, because of the horrendous injury problems you've had this season, you've had to call on the depth of the squad, which is obviously valuable. How valuable also has been the versatility within the squad, right through the pitch? If you look defensively, Joe Gomez typifies that. If you look in midfield, you've mentioned about Alexis McAllister playing as a six. He can play in other positions. Harvey Elliott in midfield and up front at the top end of the pitch. Diogo right across the front line. How important and how valuable can that be between now and the end of the season?
Yeah, very. very important, very valuable. But in general, that's how a football squad should be. And it's a good sign in general for football how players can, if you break down a little bit barriers in their own mind, that's my position. So Joey is a different game. Joey, when I arrived here, I think the last few, in the time before I arrived, he played left back. So showed as a very young kid he can play that. Probably, but it was is a centre half. That if you can play left back, it's obvious you can play right back. That's what Joey did in a specific way. Very good. Unfortunate, often enough for some reasons, but very good. And now he plays the role either side. It's a really good example for versatility and development and improvement and the way I understand football anyway, that the only real positioning is when you defend. So if you're a right back, you defend on right back usually. If you're a center mid, you defend this kind of area when it's a clear situation, build up the opponent. If you lose the ball in any area, there's no position anymore for defending. That's the closest, and if it's the number nine, if he's the closest, then he has to go there and defend. So that all, it's all different to the past when positions were positions and just play like this. No, it's good. It's good for football. It's good for us. Very good and very super helpful. And you always will find arguments for this or that position, for this or that player, but we have to make decisions for the team on a day. So who is available, who is in which shape, and who fits together in the best way. And obviously with the injuries we had so far, most of the time we really could sort it with the boys we had available, but of course as well because the boys had rhythm, because they played before already. Nobody came in now and didn't play for 6-8 weeks and then has to fill the role. That didn't happen, so that was good so far, but yeah, still a long way.
In many ways, Harvey Elliott typifies that versatility. He was a game changer for you last week in the match against Burnley when he came off the bench. You've spoken before about how impressed you've been with him. Has it been frustrating for him also because he's not been able to nail down a starting place as often as he'd like? Is he knocking on your door?
No. Harvey's not doing that, but we had talks anyway, but it's with Harvey, we always forget how young he is. So he's just that long already here, had a bad injury here, was before the injury, was first on the team sheet probably. Young players go through different moments in the early days of their career. It's flying, not flying, working hard, not being in shape. That's not him. All young players do that, so that's completely normal. And football in general, but the younger we are, the more likely it is. Harvey, this was incredibly important, and I'm sure he knows that. So is it like that he wished he would start each game? Yeah, probably he wants that. But I was a little bit, when he came on, he was brilliant. When he started, it was not exactly the same. It's not a problem. It's not that I say you have to do that, because he is young. He has time, and he will be there 100%. So it's not that he will be for the rest of his career like the super sub or however the public calls him. So it's just take your time, have a real impact in the game, learn the game, understand the game, use your skill set better and better and better and better. And there's a lot what he's already doing really well, and there's of course a lot of potential still in him, and it's a joy to work with him. But the two assists obviously helped a lot because he was flying through the week. So like exceptional, absolutely exceptional how he trained this week. There you can see the best thing to inject the player is confidence, and that works the best with goals or assists or good performances. Oh, serious, yeah. It's again a super intense period of the time. And I think people think now about the final, which is fine, absolutely. But before the final, we have Brentford and Luton. And actually, I didn't think a second about the final yet. It's just because, I can't play the final. Yep, that's one game. But we have before the two games, which is as bad. They cannot play. So I think with Dominic, it will be around that time. We will see how that exactly works. And Trent maybe a week or two longer. So it's not great, but it was not to avoid actually that it happened. And so I would say, not sure Dom has a chance for the final, but maybe, and Trent will probably be after. Thank you.